All right, we're going to do Jenny now. Let me get your sheet open. And all right. Whoops. Am I sharing? Am I still sharing? Oh. Yeah. There we go. Okay, good. All right. And if you have questions as we go through, if it's stuff we've already talked about and you don't want to repeat it, just tell me and we'll just move on. Okay. So there's particular sections. So, you know, you've got the CYP. We talked about that already, about the reason for stopping the coffee. And you've got a homozygous and you've got the A2 and you've got the B1. So, you know, we really, and the C8, the 3A4. So you just did your Dutch test. So we'll get to see, you know, what, if anything, is imbalanced in the estrogen metabolites and then be able to balance that with, you know, whether it be supplements or specific foods or whatever. The glutathione, I don't think is a biggie. You know, usually when it's just one of these, I'm just talking like, you know, let's just make sure you're eating a lot of the good foods that are, you know, listed here, which I think, you know, you're already doing, right? We talked about selenium at one point. We talked about zinc. We talked about B2. And we'll look further when we look at your Dutch test. But, you know, all your brassicas, which I know you're good at. You know, limonene keeps coming up for so many of these. So the lemon oil that we have in the gut rejuvenator beverage in the morning, and it could be lemon or lime or any others. We just had the conversation about the fatty acids already, zinc and selenium, B vitamins. So, you know, it doesn't mean you have to take everything on here, but this is stuff that we can be looking at. I'm trying to keep you from taking too many supplements and more really, you know, packing it in through food and through the elixirs and the things that we've talked about.
Is limonene the lemon oils?
Yes. Lemon, it could be lemon, orange, tangerine, lime, you know, whichever one, if you want a variety, like some people get tired of lemon oil all the time. So you can vary it.
Okay.
Your acetylation, the NAT, you know, when we go back to that NAT again, detox, right? There's just a lot of exposure stuff and you're pretty clean about how you get exposed to stuff, but like, remember we talked about your sister and the cigarette smoke, right? Ain't good, right? Hey, sis, my genes don't allow me to hang out with you when you smoke. Done.
In the car.
In the car, especially, right? Yeah. Right? And your exhaust fumes, if the garage is attached, it makes a difference. It really does. Especially if you have red in this particular gene, that is going to be more impaired, right? And smoke, secondhand smoke. Right. And yeah. It also can contribute, you know, to breast cancer risk, which you already have that if you do the other stuff with the caffeine and all. So this is like, it's just normal way of protecting yourself. Yeah.
Okay.
So super important. Now you have a little bit more ammunition with your sister to say, nope, sorry. Look at all my, see all this stuff. I can't hang out with you if you're smoking. Okay. And the sulfur, you know, you don't have trouble with garlic and onions, right? You do well with them. So, you know, the garlic, the onions, the brassicas, all that stuff, super important here. And we've already talked about B6 and we'll be able to tell better about your B6 status from the Dutch test.
Okay.
Let's see. You know, you were another one that's like, wow, you don't have an MTHFR. This is really cool. You just have a little bit of an impairment in one of the other parts of the pathway. I discovered that if I hover over it, it shows me. So, you know, in the sulfur pathway, oh yeah, so here's the MTHFR. This one is fine for you, but which one was it? It was the D, oh, FS.
Yeah.
No, I have to find it away again. The FS, which is here. So, you know, that one of those last pathways is maybe not as efficient as it could be. But you're going to make up for that with all your green leafies and with your smoothies and with your juices. So, you know, when you start to get frustrated about taking, you know, that stuff and go, nope, 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 just, you know, it's just what I need to do to protect me from you know, the bad stuff that could happen. And mm-hmm. folate's so, so important. Mm-hmm. Your B12, and I forget if you started the B12 or not.
I did, yeah.
You did, right. Yeah. So you're good with that.
And we started that because of my blood work before we even
Yes, and so it actually says there's the genetic tendency and the blood is showing that as well. And we'll see how you're doing with that from the Dutch, because the Dutch tests MMA, methylmalonic acid, which is a marker for B12 status. And we'll know from there, are you on the right amount? It's in a good range, or are you not taking enough and do you have to up it?
Okay.
You know, and this BHMT is, you know, we looked at that pathway earlier.
And what is that? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, I'm going to show you on the picture. If I can find it again. Now that I have all these, I'm going to, just everything past there is not needed. Okay. Many things open. Here we go. Pathway planner. Reminder, it's right after the little thing with the arrow in it. Okay. BHMT. So this is your methylation. And, you know, if you really want to understand it, that I put an advanced, a picture of the advanced page in there that you can watch those videos that Michaeline did. It's like a 3-hour presentation that she did to ERC a couple of years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, but it was good.
And that's in the nutrigenomics pod, right?
It's in the nutrigenomics. Yeah. I think it's part 3 or 4, something like that. But it explains what all this means, and she does it in a fun and funny way as well. But this is what we call the shortcut. So you have, this is working pretty well. This part has a few yellow snips. You're working on that with your B12 to push the homocysteine around. But you did have high homocysteine, right? So we want to bring that down. The other way that it can help is to come through this middle section. But on you, this section's kind of impaired. It's red. It's 80%. So we got to keep these open. So the B12 is super important. Zinc is super important for this one, which you're already starting on. And then B6 to bring it down. So all of these things play in to helping you to get that homocysteine in a safe level. The zinc bringing this up here, the B12 coming around here, and the B6 coming down here. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It helps you to make more glutathione, which is down here. Because if your homocysteine is high, because you're not bringing it down, the substrates down, then you're likely to have low glutathione, which is an important antioxidant. So, that's what I would look at. And your CBS, you know, CBS is a tough one because sometimes it's upregulated, meaning it's going faster, and sometimes down. But usually if your homocysteine is high, it means it's slower than it needs to be. So we just want to support it more and make sure we have those B6 levels. And when we get your Dutch test back, it'll have some markers for B6, and we'll see if you're on the right amount or if we need to up it a little bit.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So again, you know, same thing back to cis. I don't initiate my detox pathways well, and I don't handle cigarette smoke well. So stay away from me with your bloody cigarette. Right. And the same thing with your pesticides. And I know you're real conscientious about your organics. But you know, again, when you travel, you know, just be as conscientious as you can. None of us can eat 100% organic all the time, right? So we look at the dirty dozen, we look at the clean 15, and especially with this genotype, we look and we say, okay, what can I do to keep this? I don't eat 100% organic all the time. I can't, it's impossible. But my husband was at the store the other day and he said, oh, Sprouts doesn't have any organic red bell peppers. Should I get them anyway? And I said, no. Right? Had he said avocados? Nobody has avocados besides the non-organic. I said, okay, get them. You know, they're on the clean 15. But red bell peppers, they're on the dirty dozen. So I said, right? So you make those choices.
Yeah.
Let's see. You know, omega-3s, and we've already started that, talking about that, right? Because of the blood spot fatty acid test, super important for brain, you know, for protecting your brain, for revamping it. And Did we already talk about adding some sunflower lecithin to your?
You initially we talked about it because you recommended it to provide I'm forgetting the word. It made the coconut milk mix, and it would
it
make
made it mix better, right?
Yeah. So I'd gotten it initially for that, but then I add it to my smoothies now.
Perfect, because it's good for your phospholipids. It's just brain protection. So you on the ApoE, you are a, right, this is the only one that shows right. You're a 2-3. You're a 2-3. Okay, so it's not the high, that's what I am. That the most common one is actually 3-3. 2-3 is better than 3-3. 2 protects, 4 damages, and 3 is neutral. So you're a 2-3, so you do have some protection for your brain against Alzheimer's and for your cardiac system against cardiac disease. So this is fine. Your ApoE status is good.
And what do you mean by 2-3 or 3-3?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. It's my, I'm just interpreting it. Some of the reports actually tell you that, but this one doesn't. But okay, so there's the 2, ApoE 2 and ApoE 4. And they basically classify you 4-4 is bad. So if you had red on both of these, you'd be a 4-4.
Right? Okay.
But actually on this one, because this report does backwards, if you were green and a red, then you're a 4-4. Don't ask me why, they just have an error in their report. But I figured it out finally. I interpreted off the top of my head. So you don't have any fours. You don't have any problems with the four. So that means that you don't have the damaging effects of the four.
Okay.
You have 1-2 because you've got a heterozygous here. And then the 3 is neutral.
Okay.
Okay. So it's slightly different interpretation than you would do a normal gene. You have to interpret the two together.
Okay.
This Tom, I looked it up before. It is in association with Alzheimer's. It helps the nutrients move in and out of the mitochondria. I can't remember if your triglycerides are high.
They are.
They are. So.
Yes, they're 129.
Okay. That was back in November, right? When you did it? Yeah, and since then you've been more doing, you've been doing the grand diet, you've been doing the metabolic reset type stuff. So it would be a good idea. Let's see what happens when we get your Dutch tests come back, and then we'll decide what other things we want to do as a follow-up to that and see if it's come down into place. But this particular gene may be acting as good as your glucose may become. It may be kind of counteracting to keep that, but it makes it more important to keep your blood sugar. Really important to just keep your blood sugar balanced.
Okay.
Okay. To prevent the Alzheimer's occurrence. We've talked about these before, a lot of dopamine and, you know,
yeah.
Dopamine really explains a lot of the, I just lost my motivation. It just explains a lot of that. And, you know, we'll see how that goes with the tyrosine and the B6. And we've already talked about that piece. And you have this one on the BRCA. Let me look that one up on my chart. I'm going to do a whole thing on the BRCA because it's complicated and there's so many of them. That's NAT2. Here we go. And your RSID that you have is the, oops.
Sorry, I have it in front of me here, but.
It's 16942. It's not the one that is the, you know, the scary one that they always talk about. 16942. Let me just see if I can do a control F 16942. But I want to, okay, so here's this. Not provided hereditary breast and ovarian cancer, breast cancer familiar, not specified, and it doesn't. Yeah, so it definitely contributes to an increased risk of breast cancer, but it's not the one that, like, oh my God, you have an 85% chance. But all the things we've been doing, all the things we've been talking about, the avoiding the caffeine is super important because you don't want, and after we get your Dutch test back, we'll know better whether, you know, whether there are specific things in addition to what you're already doing that are going to bring those into balance.
Okay.
Okay. SOD is fine. Your catalase. You know, again, I think it's avoidance. gluten, 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 gluten.
Yeah.
Looked at this before, right?
And yeah, that's crazy. It's interesting because I think that it's definitely impactful on mood and sense of well-being. And I might not have celiac, but it's kind of solving that piece of the puzzle of why sometimes I feel kind of walled off. I don't know how to better describe it. And I think of the reaction to gluten.
Yeah. And you really have to be conscientious when, you know, when you're out, like I don't get anything that has a sauce or a gravy, you know, or anything like that, that might have it. I got gluten once at a vegetarian restaurant because I got a tahini dressing and it turned out they put tamari in it. I had no idea to even ask. Do you put tamari in your tahini dressing? Because I've never, ever, ever seen a recipe that had it. So it's just being real careful when you're out. And I mostly will just stick to avocados and vegetables when I'm out in a restaurant because it's safe, you know? And even guacamole, if I'm going to order guacamole, I'm really conscientious. Tell me the exact ingredients. And if I can, there's some restaurants that actually, well, we're in Texas, but they actually make the guacamole at the table for you. So they snatch the avocado. So you know exactly what they're putting into it.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, the inflammation, you know, definitely keeping that under wraps. You know, we talked a couple of times about, you know, arugula being really good for this. And we can talk more about this on our next. Yeah, the B6, the D, the A, all of these nutrients and zinc. So you've got a lot of those nutrient impairments that need to be addressed. Mm-hmm. All right, and we've already talked about doing the collagen protein for the healing, right?
Yeah,
right. Yeah, and that, you know, this could explain why it's taken a long time for, you know, your hip and various and sundry things that you've had injured to actually, you know, go to full healing.
What is the nitric oxide that you were talking about?
Nitric oxide is a vasodilator. And it's important in blood pressure.
Okay. All right.
Right. And you have a couple of SNPs in there, right? And it's important to keep your blood pressure steady. So arugula is one of the best ways. You can get the nitric oxide strips in one of our presentations that we have for you in the events section under Spring into Vitality. I think it's the one that we were Empower Your Inner Healer or something like that, where we talked about testing. There are some home test strips that you can buy to test it. And when I've done that, I've had people do that at, like, I'm at a health fair or whatever, and they have a booth and I go, oh my God, you're off the charts on nitric oxide. That's so good. I've never seen anybody so good. What did you have for? Oh, I said, well, that's because I just had a big plate of arugula for lunch. Right. So he says, oh, that stuff really works. Cause they have supplements, of course, that they want to sell you. But I'm like, just eat arugula.
Yeah.
And yeah. So I do that. And exercise is another one that's super important, right? Like when you're going out and you're going in the hills and you're going on the trail and you're working up a sweat, you know, not only is it good for your psyche, it's good for your brain, it's good for your blood pressure and to generate nitric oxide.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Good. All right. Next. I'm not going to turn the recording off until... Okay, is Nancy here? Nancy, Sarah, let me look at my list. I'm going to do Barbara since she couldn't make it. She contacted me. I'll see her.
Yeah, Nancy's with us.
Nancy's there. Okay, get Nancy open. Nancy, can you open up your...
Yeah, I don't have the control to unmute people right now.
Well, I should give it to you. I should... make you a co-host. Let's see. So manage participants and Angelica make a co-host. There you go. So Nancy is unmuted. Oh, there she
can
is.
You hear me?
Hi, Nancy. Yeah, I can.
Okay. I
can. Hi. Oh, you have the one from, you have the one that Lisa did too. The one like, it's going to take a little longer to open. Why is it taking so long to open? Okay, there we go. So you have this one instead of the whatever it is, detox. Is that right?
Right. I guess Lisa, I met with her earlier and she was saying that there was another one called detox that you might want.
This is
the one. I mean, she just told me that today.
All right. It's going to be different than the other ones that we've been doing. So let me, and I'll just go through it. And I could, this one takes a really long time to go through because it's just so chock full. So we'll just hit the highlights of it.
Okay, that sounds good. I think you said we'll have time for this on my own anyway.
Oh yeah, you'll have your own, right. I'll just give you the overview and then you get to
okay.
do it. And I'll run that one for you. So don't bother running it. That's part of the, I think, didn't we do that? Angelica, for all the Gold Pluses that have this, didn't we run those nutrigenetics?
Well, only if they gave me the raw data. And so I'm missing raw data probably from a few people. But I should follow up.
Follow up with Nancy and get that. And then they can get them scheduled on my calendar to go through their review. Okay. All right. So let me, I'm trying to stop the recording.